the olive, the dates, the figs, the pomegranates. Yeah. Who? Oi, or else. Min dogin, or else it's mamish wheat, it's flour. Avloyasa pas. You did not make pas. As you stam one eat wheat the way it is. You didn't make bread out of it. Or else it's a maisa kadeva could be. You made cereal out of it. Now that's where the samachloik is. Rav Gamliel loy meshalosh brochas. Rav Gamliel says, his sheet there is, if you eat dates or figs or grapes, or else cereal, you have to bench. Three brochas. The Chacham say no, brochas achas. You only make one broch in alamichia. Or if you eat cereal, or else if you eat these ashiva saminim, you make an alayt svalpreit. If you eat grapes or dates or figs, you make an alayt svalpreit. Only one broch. That's what's not like. Now, kol she'enoi, any type of a fruit like apples, that's loy mishiva saminim, it's not from the shiva saminim, apples or oranges, but loy min dog, it's not a type of a grain, kegoyin pas or.
So again, it's not from the Shiva Samina, it's not a pre from the Shiva Samina like an apple, or else it's not a dogon from, it's not from the Heimina dogim, like Kagoin, Pas Oiris Vedechin, like bread that's made from rice or from milk. So Gemul Amrul says, Brachachas Men Shol, she'll still have to make an Allah Michi on this. Pacham, the Chom Nisei, but like Klim, you don't have to make any Bracha. Mean to say, we'll soon see, but like Klim, you don't have to make an Allah Michi, that's for sure not. Since it's not from the Heiminim, it's not Zayin, we do not have to make an Alamichya, that's called Veloy Klum. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Wait till you end the tape, then turn over, continue on.
Gagalil, I know, Bruch Achas, me ain't Sholish. The Chachamimim, the Chachamim say no, Veloy Klum. Chachamimim, when he gets finished eating rice, all you have to do is just make a burning of fashas. So then before we had a Machlokes in the rice, so what Bruch did you make after rice? One brisa said you make an alamichia, and one brisa says you make a barin of fashas. Sestis machlokes. According to Rabbi Gamliel says, Oiris v'deichin, you have to make a bracha achas men shalish. And Rabbi says, look, it means only a barin of fashas. So very good, that's the machlokes. So the Gemara, no, that's not going to shtin. The Gemara, b'maya kimta, who do you want to answer the first brisa that says that on Oiris v'deichin, you make an alamichia, you want to say that goes according to Gamliel. That goes according to Gamliel. For the Gemara, that's not good. Ain was safe for the Reisha. What did the safe of that Reisha say? Im ain a prusas kayomis. If the prusas are not kayomis, that means you cook this rice. And it's not a kezayis. You cooked, you made from rice, you made bread. And you chopped the bread into pieces. And the prusas are not kayomis. It's not the shear of a kezayis anymore. And you cooked it. Is betchila mavarach olea burmi mezoinis. The beginning, you make a burmi mezoinis. Because our cold point is not worse than cooked rice. On cooked rice, you make a burning mezainis. Well, if so, but when you finish eating it, what bracha do you make? V'varach alea bracha achas men sholish. Yup. You make a bracha achas men sholish. That's what the brisa says. It's on this prusas, on this cooked rice, all you make is just one bracha men sholish. Satrashi. Satrashi. Aim a safer duration. Tehi mas nisim. The Masnissan got the Kurtsa Sachita. Ah, the he ration the day Katoni safe in a Puskayomis. That's the Kasha. I mean, the safe for that rice is not talking about rice, it's talking about wheat, Chitim. And in the rice it says that what? If you made a bread made out of wheat, a regular bread, and you took a piece of it and you cooked the bread. So the rice says if the Prusas are not Kayemis, means the piece is less than a Kazayas, if you cook it now, all you have to make is a Burmi and a Zainis, and you make an Alamichi at the end. That's what the brisa says. Now, for the Gemara money, how could that brisa go like Rabbi Gamliel? E Rabbi Gamliel, if that brisa goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, hash to akosevis. Mother Rabbi Gamliel says, if you eat dates, the adaisa, you eat raw, eat cereal. Rabbi Gamliel, gimel brachis. Gamliel says, if you just eat wheat that was cooked in the cereal form, you have to bench on it. Obviously, here we took this wheat and you made a bread out of it, and now you cook the bread. So that should be worse. And then a prusas kayamis. Now you have bread mamish that just cooked it up. Me boy, avadi should have to make three brachas on it. You have to bench on it. So the kids of that brisa can't go according to Galil. El lepshiti rabbonim. Avada that brisa goes according to rabbonim. So according to rabbonim is good. When do we bench? Only if you eat bread. Now bread, if you take a piece of bread that was baked and now you cook it, it depends. If it's less than the kazayis, it loses its chashivas of bread anymore, and you only have to make an alamichya. If it has the shear of a kazayis, then it still retains the shear of a bread. But the corn trang of Leo doesn't come out. The corn trang of Leo says you have to bench even on eating cereal. So if I don't cook bread, you have to bench. For the Gemara Yochi, I have a zoi kasha, the rabbonah, Obviously, that price goes according to Rabbanon also. And what is the shver now? That the price says when you finish eating rice, you have to make an alamichya. And the next price says according to Rabbanon, v'loy klum, you only make a baron nefoshes. So now we have a steer in the Rabbanon. We can't say it goes according to the Gemil anymore, because then the Sefer Shver. It has to go according to the Rabbanon. So you have a steer in the Rabbanon. What bracha achrayna do we make when we finish eating rice? So at Gemara, Yoni Yetziris, El Lielam Rabbanon. Habad of the Braisa goes according to Rabbanon. The Toni, and you have to change the gears in the first Braisa. The Toni Gabi Erez, you have to say when you eat rice, even though you made it into a dish, or you made it into a bread, at Metchili you make a burn, you mizoinis, or lepsaif, ainim a baruch olav leklum. But you should know when you get finished eating the rice, you don't make any bracha, means you don't make an alamichiyam, just a burn of hoshes. That's the maskon, and that's the way we hold. If you eat rice, cooked rice, when it's cooked well, that the rice gets stuck together, you make a burn, minim zoinis, but at the end, you only make a burn of hoshes. Then you make a burn for your adomah. There's a shear to it, how much cooked. Usually our rice, when we eat it cooked, you know, it's always stick together, it's always clingy. Then you make a burn with mizoinis on it. But if it's not cooked so well, then you want to make a burn for your adomah. What? Make a burn with mizoinis on it. It's like popped rice. Right. When you finish, you want to make a burn of hoshes. Omar Rav. Rav says now we're going to really come back to explain this last rice that we had. That says, interesting, if you have a piece of bread, and you go and cook the bread, so it depends what bracha you make on it. Oh, no, this next one. See. Omar Rav. Hai rehita de chakloi. This is a type of a dish that they made in the valley. The mafshebe kimcha. They used to put a lot of flour inside it. It's mevorach burning mizoinis. You make a burning mizoinis. My timer, the smidika. Since you ate a lot of flour in there, you make a burning mizoinis. That's the yikah. So Trashi. The chakli, trashi rehita, hai chavet kedera. That's what we had before. The ingredients are again flour, honey, and oil. So he says now, the chakli means bnei kfar. The people living in the valley, the outside the main city, they, the mafshebekim, because Rashi shemarbim bekemach. They put a lot of flour into it, so it has more flour than honey. Therefore, he holds the flour, the yik, you make a burning mezonis on this. Mashenke de mechuzah, people live in the city itself, it's Rashi mechuzah, bnei krach. People live inside the city. They don't add too much flour, just a little bit flour. So the heel, the ikr was the honey. My time, a dub shikr. That's what he held. So tomorrow of a hodu amarova, then rubber was chayzer. Now what he holds, and we have a locha, idi barmini mezoinis. Both of them, even though in the kfar, by krach, they put in more honey than flour, and the ikr was the honey, still we make a barmini mezoinis. Why? The Rav and Shmuel, we had his lacha before. The Yamri Tavayu Kol Sheyesh by Mechamesha Saminim. It's when the Chamesha Saminim, the flour is a very chosh of a thing. Anytime you have the flour in this tafshum to make you soyed alei that the flour is filling there, Mevorach and Allah Burim Mizoinis. You have to make a Burim Mizoinis, even though the ikr is the honey, and you have more honey than flour. But Abi, the flour is not just put there to make dibbuk, right, to make it stick together. The flour is put there because you want to taste good and you want to eat the flour, even though it's less of an amount, it's more chashev, and you always make a burning mizoinis. That's where we hold. Licorice is a shalom, what bracha you make, it's fresh. It's different. So that's why you make a shakal on it. That's why you make a shakal on it, Rish. Because the flour is not made there to eat. Our flour, it's only made with dibbuk. It's only made to keep it stick together, like a paste. But anytime you put the shalom we're talking about today is a mold is gevilte fish. Some gevilte fish, the mamish put a ton of matzah mel inside it. They buy the jarred gevilte fish. Yep. Question why they put matzah mel in there. If they put the matzah mel in there, not just to stick together, but they want it to taste good and to fill it up, and you want to eat it, so shalom you have to make a burning mezunis on a gevilte fish. Shalom how much and why they put it in. Same thing as sometimes with hamburgers. Some hamburgers, they say in yeshivas a mold, the mamish have half his flour. The meat is got tough for there, half his flour. So the flour there is mamish to eat the flour. The shalish make a burning mezoinis. If we just put a little flour in there just to make the meat stay together, dibble, then you need to make a shakl still. The kozman, the flour is there, even though it's a little bit flour. The flour is there to eat it and to be soyed halein. It's a chosh of a thing. That's Rav Shmuel Halacha to make a burning mezoinis. Right. Omer Rav Yoyis. Now we're going back to dinner before. Hai chavitza. Chavitza is bread that was cooked. That's where Rashi learns the sugi at least. Rashtan's chavitz trashi kain shalnuka shemafarer b'teich ilfus lechem. you take bread and you mafara it, chop it up into pieces and put it into the pan where you're cooking it up. So Rashi learns chavitze is cooked bread. Now, the yisbei perurin kezayis, if the pieces are the shear of a kezayis, betchila mevorachol of hamitzi, lechem minoret, it retains the din of lechem, will upside mevorachol of shalat brochus. You still have to bench on it, even though you cook the bread, but since it has the shear of a kezayis, it retains the din bread to it. Now, shenkin the lesbei perurin kezayis, if it has less, the pieces have less than the kezayis to it, and you cook off these pieces, betchila mevorachol of buriminim zoinis, all you have to do is just a bar minyan zaynus now, or lipsayif at the end, brocha achas mien sholish. At the end, you just have to make an alamichya. That's all. As it loses the chshivas of bread to it. Since you cooked it now in water, and it's less than a kezayis, it loses the chshivas of bread. So that's what Rashi learned in the subject. In anything, no lav dafku in anything, even oil also. But Tzai speaks out here. Pirush Rashi, the entire of Atanya Liel, the Bryce before said the lashon was bizman shaprusa kayemis. Before we had the shear, lashon was is the prusa kayemis. Then you make a moitzi. Ain a prusa kayemis lo yivorchal of a moitzi. Afagad yistek zayis. The chur toys yisasira. Before we said the lashon was if the prusa is kayemis, and now we're saying it's a shear of a kazayis or not. The Yeshleim, the Teretz says, the Rav Yisin Meforish Lei. Rav Yisin now is explaining what did the Braisa mean before. Haprus is Kayemis. What does it mean if the bread is Kayemis, it's still here, even though you cooked it, still you make a Moitzi? Hainu the Kazayis. That means if there's a Kazayis. V'yein Haprus is Kayemis, what does that mean? V'shein ben Kazayis. If you cook bread that has less than a Kazayis, you chop it up into pieces, less than a Kazayis, then you only have to make a burning Mazayis. The chayim the first time of Yerushalmi. What's the length of Yerushalmi also? Good, that place is chat here. So it comes a chapanaf gemina. If you make a French toast, that's called tigun. Putting French toast, you like frying it. It's a machlokes achronim. Is frying is called bishul and that also. So be a shalom if you make French toast less than the kazayis. To be a question, maybe you only have to make a burning mezainis, not a moitzi anymore. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Zok Rabbi Yosef, mino aminulah. How do I know this? Now, first we're going to go through Rashi Shita, since he tells that the end comes out of the different shot. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mino Aminullah. How do I know this, Yisoid? So Rashi learns, what does it mean to say? Mino Aminullah, that Rashi, the Yaprurim Kezayis Mavorach and Amoitzi. That if you have a piece that's the size of the Kezayis, even though it was cooked, still it retains the Shivas of bread, and you still make a Amoitzi. How do I know this, Yisoid? As in Svar of Isaias, once you cook it, you have a Vato, the Shane bread, and you should only make a Amoitzi, a burning Mazinus. And what's my right? It's still called pas. Brings the right, the Tanya. For your own maid, Omakrib Menachis, of Yisrael came now to bring Menachis, Yerushalayim. Is Oimev, Borech, Shechiyonu, Vikimonu, Vikyon, Lazmanazet. So Rashi learns as goes upon the Baila. So Rashi, for your Yisrael, Oimev, it's Yisrael that wants to bring the Mincha now. Omakrib Menachis, Venostu, Lakoy, Makrivoi, the Yisrael gave his mincha the country Makrivit, Oimea Baruch Shechionu, Im Loyevio Munachas a Yom Rabin. If this Yisrael did not bring a mincha for a long time, so Vice says that you didn't do this mitzvah in a long time, that's Rashi Shita, you pass to make a Shechionu. That even though there's no specific time when you have to bring the mincha, but as long as you didn't do this mitzvah for a long time, over a month already, it passed to make a Shechionu. Tosis learns that going on the Kohen, not on Yisrael, the Kohen is doing the Avodah, he makes the Shechion. Tosis, V'nira of the Kohen, O'imid l'akriv rishon v'mishrosoi. The first time the Kohen does the Akrav, he has to make it our Shechion. Vaita. Not long yochlon, later the Kohen has a right to eat the Mincha. It's by Mincha, you take out a handful of the Kemitza, and that's your Makriv, and the rest of the Mincha the Kohen eats. Not the Yerchon, now the Kohen takes the rest of the flour and the rest of the bread to eat. As Mavorach HaMoitzi Lechem in Arts, he has to make a Moitzi. The Tanya law, we learned by Menachis, the Kulan, the Alochas of a Mincha is, the Alisa Minchas Machavas, the Minchas Macheshes, that first they bake the flour into a bread form, and then used to cut it up into pieces, and then used to put Shemen. So the Kulan places him when they would chop it up, Kizayis. The pieces would be chopped up to a Kizayis. And still you see, you make a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz. So here's the Raya, that pieces of bread, as long as there are Kezayis, they still retain the Locher of a Moitzi. Trashi, not the Locher Nakoyin, but Tony Yolo Kloimer, O Tanan Ala Menachis, Minchas Machavas, O Minchas Macheshes, that these menachas first you bake them into bread. Hekriva kishena fuyis. You bake it first, and then you make a kmitza. V'kulam poitzin klayma. Boitzin koydim kmitza. You have to chop up the bread into pieces before the klay makes the kmitza. V'yoysayis v'psitzin makes kzaysin. He makes the pieces into a kzaysin. K'dechzir posasayis v'pitim. Posim. Alma psitzin kzaysin. Mevorach aleim amoitzin. You see from here, if you have pieces of bread the size of a kzayis, still you have to make a moitzin. So it's very shver in Rashi Sheet there is, but now they didn't cook this piece of bread anymore. A mincha, it was baked first, now you chop it up into pieces, so the kohen makes the kmitza from it, and that is makrim, and the rest you eat. The chur is not cooked anymore now. At all, you put shemen over it, you throw shemen, so get mixed up into shemen. But kol ponim, you don't cook it anymore right now. So that's all the Rishonim's kashem Rashi, that's why they learn the sugya different. They learn the sugya chavit, it's not where it's cooked. It's just you have bread mixed up into some other liquid. But the Teres to Rashi is a shver. Rashi Teizing learned that without you were metagin it before b'shemen. When they first make the bread, they didn't just bake it in the oven. They had it mixed with a lot of oil, so metchila, when it was mixed with oil, that gave it a shem bishop to it. So it's considered like first you cook this bread, and now when you cut the pieces into pieces less than a kazayis, you have a piece of bread here less than the size of a kazayis, which has a din cooked on it, it's called bishul. Still you see you make a moitzi. All of the kashrim, that's where it says the matchin mashi. That the raya is that this bread was first like cooked, because it was metigun b'shemen. It was fried like in a lot of oil. So that's called like bishul. So it was cooked bread, even though then it was a whole kazayis. But now you cut it up into pieces, so each piece is a kazayis, this piece is called like a piece of bread that was cooked. And still you say, since it's a kazayis, you make a moitzi, it's a raya to Rashi Shita. But Tosfos Shita will soon see the halacha is that this Gemara is talking about not where bread was cooked, because you take bread and you mix it up with other oil, or you mix it up with water, you mix it up into other liquid. Yeah. So So that's the Shita, that's the right the Gemara is bringing, that on a Kazayis is still called bread, you make a Moses. He holds no. On a minchas macheshes, after you bake the bread first, before kmitza, you have to chop up the bread into such small pieces, mamish looks like it come back to flour. You have to chop it up, mamish, into small crumbs again, the bread. According to him, are you going to say you don't have to make a moitzi anymore? Because since now it's less than a kazayis. So according to Rashi, it has a din bishul on it. According to Tosfos, it's mixed up with oil now. So it's called small pieces of bread, less than a kazayis, mixed with oil. But the law is you only make a burning mezainis, according to our svaris. And l'chura, you still make a moitzi lechem. So the more v'chitei mochinami, maybe ain't a chinami. When does the brisa say you make a moitzi on a mincha? Only if you have a kazayis of the pieces. But lo yitzu, you chop up the pieces less than the kazayis, I'll tell you ain't a chinami. The bracha is not a moitzi anymore, the kohen comes to eat it, the kohen just has to make a burning mezainis. But the more v'tanya, I'll bring you right now like that, v'tanya. Lokat mikulam. The kohen went to collect a lot of different pieces from different menachos, kezayis, from like three different menachos. He collected together a piece that these three pieces added to a kezayis. So this is like the Yishmael, the very Yishmael, that used to chop up the pieces into small pieces, smaller than a kezayis. So he had to collect a few pieces together to get the size of the kezayis, the ochlam, and then he ate it. His aloch im chomitzu, if it's talking about Pesach right now, it's chomitz, oinish chorus, yechayev chorus, it's called lechem. Via matzor, if it's made out of matzor, then yotzel b'edich was for Pesach. So here you see, even though the smaller pieces of the kazayis, and even though it had a din cooked on it, still it's called lechem. You could be yotzel matzor with it, or yotzel chometz. So it's a kasher on Rav. We're saying now, Rav said that any time the bread was cooked less than the kazayis, it's not lechem anymore. You only make a burning mezainis. And the Gemara hochem mayaskinon v'sha'arsim. I'll tell you, here we're talking about, you collected together the three pieces of the mincha, and you made it down to dough again, you made it down like the flour, and you cooked it up again, you made it nochemol into a dough, and you baked it over again. Bishasa means you made these pieces back into one piece of bread. For the Gemara, yeah?
I think even if I say that it doesn't have dinner as lechem,
yeah,
it's for sure crumbs. I mean, it's sort of cookie crumbs. So what's the
kasha
that
says
that he made
it? Rice, no. If you cook it with the rice, it's not called chametz anymore. If it's cooked, it loses din bread.
It's
It's either Chametor or Matzah. For awesome lechem bina by matzah has to daf to be lechem. V'chsev bei lechem oini. Alma lechemu. You see, even though this bread is cold cooked, still is cold bread, even though it's less than a kezayis. U'mavorach ha'moitzi. V'ho mastis and akoch Rabbi Shmueli. So Katoni look at mikulon kezayis. Says you had to collect from a few pieces to get a kezayis. Alma v'psisim psuchusim kezayis koin. So here it's a chloride, still cold lechem, and still you still make a moitzi. So it's a kasha and rova. And the Gemara no b'shas of the Rashi. You mamish put it together again to one piece and you baked it up again. Also, Lashna was to say you made a dough out of it. That's why you are yaitz a matzah, and that's why you make a moitzion. The Mori Hocher Yevazoin, Eima say, who was the safer say, Rusha Ochlo Mechtei Achilus Prat. You have to eat from it, from these pieces, in the shear of a Kazay Achilus Prat, which is around 4 minutes, you have to eat the Kazayis. So, Drashi, Rusha Ochlo Mechtei Achilus Prat. Shlo Yishoy, you should not wait. Mishischa lecho, from the time you started to eat the shear of the kezayis, ad shegomer achilas hashir, until you finished eating the kezayis, yaisi, you shouldn't wait in between, from the time you started eating until you finish eating, mechte achilas chati kike shoshmoine beitzen. That's one shita. Zehevei chati arbo beitzen. How long it takes you to eat 4 eggs? The shear takes you to eat 4 eggs, that's alamo the shear that's mitzarev and achila. That's like 4 minutes, some shita, no, 3 minutes. By nafkamina, by matzah, Pesach by night. If you eat the kezayis within 3 minutes, you eat to the mitzvah. Shezel tzir of shir achila. This is the shir that one eating is tzir like one eating. V'imshor yaitzeh. If you waited longer from time you started to eat till you finished, ain no achila mitzareftes. The achila is not mitzarev. V'hevelei koechol chati zayis hayoyim chati zayis v'mochor v'ein bachi yekoresim chometzu. You're not chayif a chometzen and not yaitzeh matzah. Not called achila. So it says here, Chloe, when you eat these pieces, should eat the pieces first, could they have to finish eating the kezayis of it within these 3 minutes. For the Gemara of Ibish Arsan, if you're talking about you made this piece of bread back into one piece again, you made it down to flour, into dough again, and you baked it over again, hai sha'ochlon. It means, ochlon mashmi, eating all these pieces. Sha'ochlon mi boiler. Should have said, eat it. It's only one piece now. Because then just say, sha'ochlon, mashmi is still talking about you have a lot of pieces here. And even though each piece is less than the kezayis and had it been cooked on it, still you make a moitzi. So it's al shver according to Rava. And for the Gemara, so you can't say it's talking about b'sha'arson, it was baked together again. It's mashmuklor's pieces, and still you make a moitzi. And for the Gemara, hochi ma'askina lusvaram v'bor melechem godol. Nafkimina, you have a big piece of bread here, and now you cut off pieces from this bread, and you cook up these small pieces. Close the mind, the big bread is still here in front of us. These small cooked pieces still get a shivas of a lechem. Still called bread. Like you still see it part of that big bread there. So that's the case of menachas here. That's where here you make a moitzi. Rav is talking about you take the whole bread and chop it up into small pieces and cook them. Since the big bread is not here anymore, then you only make a berum in your mezonis. But when the big bread is still here, these small pieces like still called part of that bread. A new svara. Rashi, Rachab and Mayaskinun. Uvishloi arson, you didn't make it back into one piece. Like we said before, that's what we say it's called amaitzi, it's called lechem, but bor melechem godol. You didn't chop up the whole bread. In a case we chopped up the whole bread, then eat small pieces, not considered chashim, you won't be yoitzi. That's the mastana. That is a new swarf, there's a big piece of bread there, then the small pieces are still called bread. When you chopped up the whole bread, then it loses the chshivas of bread if it was less than a kezayis cooked. So the Gemara now. My heavier law, for the Gemara called upon him, what's the maskona? What do you hold by chavitza? What's the law? How do we pass it? Omer Rav Shesha, this is the maskona. Hai chavitza, which according to Rashi, it means bread that was cooked. And according to Tosfos, it means bread that was not cooked. Just bread that's mixed up with other merit. I tell you, says the end here. The end of the top place is. It's Hainu Pirurin Hanidvokim Yaket, piece of bread that was stuck together. Ayadei Merik, a turn to soup. Ayadei Cholav, Ayadei Milk. So my Chavitz in the Tarmish Hanidvokim. That's where Tosfos learns the Sugin, not just speaking out, but that's what we pass in the Locha. We pass in my Tosfos. Now, one of Moshe's hay chavitza, if you have this bread, like Tosfos learns up, there was pieces of bread left on the gevayit, but was just stuck together with milk. Nothing to do with cook. Just stuck together, or the liquid is afagav the less peperuring gezayis, even though it doesn't have pieces afagav the less peperuring gezayis, the baruchal of hamoitzi lechem minoris. Still, you make a moitzi lechem minoris. Is even though the pieces are less than the gezayis, still you make a moitzi. And on my Rava says another hesbron is for who the ikolay teresa denama. That means even though, like place learners, you're soaking these small pieces of bread in milk or in water, it's not soaked so much that it lost its teresa denama. Teresa denama posh means it has to look like lechem. Kozman still looks like bread, then you still make a moitzi lechem minoris. But we pass from like place shita, this is only providing you didn't cook it. So lalacha, we have three shittas here. If you have this bread, if you have regular bread, no matter how small you make the pieces of bread, your mamish take the crumbs and crumble it down. If nothing was done to it, you still have to make a moitzi lechem minoris. Even small crumbs of bread, you have to make a moitzi. Now, if you take the pieces of crumbs and put it into liquid, that's teisa shita. So if it has less than a kezayis, you only make a moitzi if there's teresa denama. If it looks like bread, if it doesn't look like bread anymore, and teisa says the shita is. Teresa Nama Toy says you soak it in water Nira, Toy says in the middle of this Amarava. Teresa Dinama Toy says, Nira Dainuk Shinois Napurum Bamayim, you soak it in water, the Imha Mayim is Lavnin, the water turns a little bit white. Machma Sapurum because of the bread, also let Teresa Nama. Then the bread is like so dissolved, it's not called bread. Toy says, Vhenhoi Rugger Rabino David, Nimitz, a lavin purum bamayim balaila. He used to soak his bread every night in water, as he used to make the pieces less than a kazais, and soak it overnight in water. In the morning, he didn't have time to make a moitzi and to bench. It took too long. But he had to eat bread to fill himself up. So what did he do? He used to soak his pieces of bread overnight in water, less than a kezayis. So in the morning, he didn't have any more teresa denama. Then you only have to make a bar minim azaynis and an ala michya. So that's the halacha here. That if the bread is just soaked in water, then, if it has a teresa denama, you make a moitzi. If it doesn't have teresa denama, you make a burning mezonis. Ma'ashenki, we pass the halacha, luitzu, you cook the bread, if you took bread and cooked it in water, then it's totally if it has a kezayis or not. If the bread has the shiur of a kezayis, then you still make a moitzi lechem norit, it never loses the shiur of the bread. So toast that has a size of the kezayis to it, you zichem make a moitzi. But any time you cook bread less than the kezayis, then automatically you always make a burning mezonis. You do not; it's not telling teresa denama. That's what we passed him. Because we passed these two sugis acholim. The sugi before that says it's totally in prusa kayemis. That's talking about when you cook the bread. So prusa kayemis means if there's a kezayis, you make a moitzi. Not a kezayis, you make an ala michya. You make a burning mezonis. That's the first sugi. This sugi chavetz keder is talking about where the bread was not cooked, just it was soaked in water or soaked in milk. Now it's a new shayla. Even though it's less than the kezayis, it still retains the same bread. Kozman that has teresa denama. It's kozman you didn't soak it enough that it got dissolved in there. Like Tosfos says, the water already changed white. So these are the shita. That's what we pass him. We don't pass like Rashi Shita.
Hi, Rashi Shita. All right, we'll stop here. See you on the next tape. Moment base on 8 lines up from the bottom. Truknin. Is chayovim bechalo.
Chayovim bechalo. If you truknin, or it's chayiv bechalo. Some say, so the more of a chayosi, Rav and Amr Rav Yechinen, truknin, the grain says, the gersa should also be chayovim min achalo. You also chayiv if you eat chalo. You chayiv chalo if you eat this type of a dough. For the Gemara, my truknin, what is truknin? What's the shayla here? If it's called bread or not? The halacha is by chalo, the Torah says, if you eat lechem, you have to take off chalo. Which is the dough. When you make a normal challah is, when you take dough, flour, and water, and make it together, and make a lisha, make a thick dough, from the dough, you're supposed to take off some challah. Now, this type of a dough is chayiv. So, more, what is it? Omrabaya kuvadaria. It's a kuvadaria. Rashi said that means you baked it in the on the floor of the tanner. And that time, the kira used to be, like, in the ground, used to be like a ditch. And used to put a fire inside it. So they used to have like a hole in the floor, and this dough would be baked in there. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi, kuvadaria. Oise mokum chalal bikira. Used to make like a hole on the floor of the kira, of that type of a tanner.
their oven. They put inside this hole water and flour. Just like we make in a frying pan. Now the shaila here is, we'll soon see later, that right away on this type of a bread you did not make a moitzi lechem in oritz. Metchilu you only make a borer minei mezoinis. Now there's two ways to learn what the chesaron here is. One way to learn is that it was a very light type of a mixture. It was water and flour, a lot of water. Usually dough is called a thick dough. That means it's water and flour, and there's a lot of flour mixed in. That it need, you can knead it. It becomes into a thick dough. That type of a dough is chayiv b'challah. Let's say you make like cake dough. Cake dough is a very it's watery. It's not, you can't knead it. It's a lot of moisture with it. So such a dough, it itself is not chayiv b'challah. It depends of later if you bake it or not. If you bake it later, the baking later makes it into challah. That's what we're talking about here. It was only water and flour just thrown together. But since you baked it in the kuvadar, it was baked in the oven, it's called it was baked. So the baking gives it a shem challah. That's the chiddush here. Even though, as far as the dough goes, it was too watery the dough. It's not chayv and challah, but if you bake it later, it has a chiv challah. It's called pas. But we'll soon say this type of a pas, metchilo, you only make a borim and mezoinis. Because it's not a derech to be kavei yisud on this type of a pas. There's a new halacha of Hilchos Brachos. When do you make a moitzi on bread? On bread that's a derech to be kavei yisudur on it. Normal bread. Let's say you have like a pretzel. Our type of a pretzel is all the mice, that's our cakes. All our cake, a chocolate cake or sponge cake, we make a berem nimezainus on it. But if you kavei yisudur on it, then you make a moitzi. If you would have yehos sudur just from a big cake, you would have to make a moitzi on it. Because really, it is lechem. It has the same bread to it. No, it's not a derech to be kavei yisudur. You don't sit down to eat that for your meal. You don't make a moitzi on it. To make a moitzi, it has to be two things. It has to have a shem lechem, and it's a derech to be kavei yisudur on it. So that's the shtukdin, that it's called lechem.
You have to wash for it too?
Only if you kavei yisudur on it. If you're not kavei yisudur, you don't have to. Like, we eat our cake, we're not kavei yisudur on it, we don't have to wash. You just make a berem nimezainus. But here, since it was baked in the oven, it has a shame lechem to it, that it's chayiv and challah. The mashal our cake is also chayiv and challah. If you would make a big enough cake, a 5 pound cake, and use 5 pounds of flour, you'd also have to take off challah. So here, the shtrukman has a shame challah, has a shame lechem. About the bracha, we'll soon see here what bracha you make on it. That's shtrukman. Right? The Yomar Abaya. Trisa. That's another type of a dough. This is pturim in a challah. Here already a potim in a challah is not called bread. For the Gemara, my trisa, what is this trisa? Ika diyamri gevil martach. Gevil martach, Rashi says, that's noisting kemach umayim bekli. You put just flour and water together in a kli. Or boichshin bekaf. You mix it up with a spoon. There is vayta, it's very watery. It does never comes to a form of dough. V'shoivchim al akira kishines gnesekis. You just throw it on top of the kira. So that's not even called a maisafia. Like it comes mamish like a matzo, but you know, like a wafer, I should say rather. It's like a long wafer. There's the bladder, the dough itself wasn't a dough. It was just water and flour mixed together, a very watery substance. And then you just threw it out on the kira, so it never even got a shame lechem, not even called baked. So you don't have a mile of baking, it doesn't get a shame bread. Therefore, you put them in a challah. That's the first pshat. That's gevil matich. It's like water with flour. They just threw it on top of the oven to be cooked there like. Vika diyamri, some say, nahama dahandika. Some say, what is this trisa that's potim in a challah? That's nahama dahandika. So Drashi, what's that? Nahama dahandika? Drashi betzeh. That this is a real dough. Shoifen bishvud. How do you bake it? On a spit, on the shvud. Or moishchin oisei tomet b'shemin. To say that you throw shemin oil around it. Oy b'mei beitzim b'shemin. Or else on mei beitzim b'shemin. Or else you use mei beitzim and shemin. You put around the dough. So here, you have to say, even though it was a good dough, it's not called baked. This is not the way you bake bread. You don't bake it on a shvud, on a spit, and around it you keep on putting shemin kisei, you keep on putting other things. That's not the way you do it. So also this is potim min achal. Namadhanika. Vika diyamri, some say, what is this trisa that's potter? That's lechem osi lekutach. That's lechem that's made lekutach. So Drashi lechemos lekutach means ain oifen oisai. You do not bake it betaner ella bechama. No, you just put it in the chama. You just leave it in the sun. So also, it is not called bake. And as far as the blad of the dough itself is not a real good dough. So if it's not baked, it doesn't get a shem lechem. Therefore, these type of doughs are potem in achal. Fred Gemara Astiro of Otanya Chai Bechala. We learn about this last thing by Kutach. It is Chai Bechala. And the Gemara Hossam Kirtoni Taima, there it's different. The Yudu Aimer, Maiseh Mochichin Aleh. It depends how you make this dough. How does it look? Austin Kovin, if you make it,